No More Noisiness, written by Holly L. Niner, illustrated by Guy Wallach, published by Flashlight Press. Jackson worked hard all day moving into his new house. After dinner, he relaxed, and at 9 o'clock, he climbed into bed. That's when he heard, "Oi, oi, oh!"
"Oh dear," Jackson said, "there must be a ghost in the attic. I hope this noise stops soon."
But it didn't. So Jackson stuffed his ears with cotton balls and tried to sleep. The next morning, Jackson was so tired. He poured orange juice on his cereal and ketchup on his toast. After breakfast, Jackson peeked into the attic.
"Sorry to disturb you, Mr. Ghost, but could you please stop oi, oi, oi all night? I would like to sleep."
"Oi, I'm sorry," said the ghost, "but what else can I do?"
Let me think about that," said Jackson.
Jackson thought about it all day while he unpacked. After dinner, he put a box on the attic floor. Then he relaxed in his favorite chair, and at 9 o'clock, Jackson climbed into bed. That's when he heard, "Boogity woogity woo."
"Oh dear," Jackson said, "there must be boogie monster in the basement. I hope this noise stops soon."
But it didn't. So he stuffed his ears with the cotton balls, pulled on his thickest ski cap, and tried to sleep. The next morning, Jackson was so tired, he could barely open his eyes to pick up his clothes. After breakfast, Jackson tiptoed down the stairs.
"Sorry to disturb you, Mr. Monster, but could you please stop boogity woogity wooing all night? I need to sleep."
"Boogity woogity whoops," said the boogie monster, "but what else can I do?"
"Let me think about that," said Jackson.
Jackson thought about it all day while he unpacked. After dinner, he left a box at the bottom of the basement stairs. Then he relaxed in his favorite chair. And at 9 o'clock, Jackson climbed into bed. That's when he heard, "Pling, pling, plunk, pling, plunk, pling, plunk."
"Oh dear," said Jackson, "there must be a pixie in the piano. I hope this noise stops soon."
But it didn't. So he stuffed his ears with cotton balls, pulled on his thickest ski cap, wrapped his pillow around his head, and tried to sleep. The next morning, Jackson was so tired. He washed his face with toothpaste and brushed his teeth with soap. After breakfast, Jackson peeked into the piano.
"Sorry to disturb you, Miss Pixie, but could you please stop plunking all night? I really need to sleep."
"Plink, plunk, pardon me," said the piano pixie, "but what else can I do?"
"Let me think about that," said Jackson.
Jackson thought about it all day while he unpacked. After dinner, he put some sheet music on the piano. But he was too tired to relax in his favorite chair, so Jackson climbed straight into bed. That's when he just barely heard the gentle thump of puzzle pieces, the quiet trickle-trickle of a toy train, and the soothing sounds of a pixie lullaby. Jackson sighed. He closed his eyes, and he finally fell asleep in his new house with his not-so-noisy new friends. The end.